ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो लीड टुडे श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 51। कलेर दोष निधे राजन अस्ति हे को महान गुणः कीर्तनादेव कृष्णस्य मुक्त संगः परं ब्रजेत्। सिनोनिमस कलेह अब दी एज अब कली दो सनिधे इन दी ओशन ऑफ फॉल्ट्स राजन ओ किंग अस्ति देयर इज ही सटनली एकः वन महान वेरी ग्रेट गुणः गुड क्वालिटी कीर्तनात बाय चैंटिंग एव सटनली कृष्णस्य ऑफ द होली नेम ऑफ कृष्णा मुक्त संगह लिबरेटेड फ्रॉम मटेरियल बंडेज परम टू द ट्रांसेंडेंटल स्पिरिचुअल किंगडम ब्रजेत वन कैन गो। Translation and purport by the followers of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: My dear King, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one can become free from all material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Purport. After mentioning the innumerable faults of this age Kali, Sukadeva Goswami now mentions its one brilliant aspect. Just as one powerful king can kill innumerable thieves, one brilliant spiritual quality can destroy all the contamination of this age. It is impossible to overestimate the importance of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, especially in this fallen age of Kali. Text 52 also, like adding to this verse, Krite yadhyayate Vishnu tretayang yajato makhei dvapare paricharyayang kalotat harikirtanat. Whatever result was obtained in Satyayuga by meditating on Vishnu, in Tretayuga by performing sacrifices, and in Dwapara Yuga by serving the Lord's lotus feet, can be obtained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Purport. A similar verse is found in the Vishnu Purana and also in the Padma Purana Uttarakhanda and the Brihad Naradiya Purana also. Dhyayat Krite Yajan Jagyais Tretayam Dvapare Archayan Yat apnoti tadapnoti kalo sankirtya kesavam. Whatever is achieved by meditation in Satyayuga, by the performance of sacrifice in Tretayuga, and by the worship of Lord Krishna's lotus feet in Dwapara Yuga is obtained in this age of Kali simply by glorifying the name of Lord Kesava. Srila Jiva Goswami has further quoted from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana concerning the degraded condition of the people of Kali Yuga. Atha kalo tapo yoga vidya jagyadikah kriya sanga bhavanti nakritaha kusaler api dehibhihi. Thus, in this age of Kali, the practices of austerity, yoga meditation, deity worship, sacrifice and so on, along with their various subsidiary functions, are not properly carried out even by the most expert embodied souls. Srila Jiva Goswami has also cited the Chaturmasya Mahatmya of the Skanda Purana concerning the necessity of chanting Hare Krishna in this age. Tatha Chaivattamam Loke Tapah Sri Hari Kirtanam Kalu Juge Visesena Vishnu Prityai Samarchat. In this way, the most perfect penance to be executed in this world in the chanting of the name of Lord Sri Hari, especially in the age of Kali, one can satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu by performing Sankirtana. In conclusion, massive propaganda should be made all over the world to induce people to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, by which human society can be rescued from the dangerous ocean of the age of Kali. Thus end the purport of the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 12th canto, 3rd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Bhumi Gita. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayang Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa Namang Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desa Tarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As in this purport to the last verse, it is said, in this way, the most perfect penance to be executed in this world is the chanting of the holy name of Sri Hari, specially in the age of Kali, one can satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu by performing Sankirtana Jagya. And in conclusion, massive propaganda should be made. That's what we are doing by this observing this World Holy Name Week. This is kind of massive propaganda all over the universe, all over the world. Massive propaganda should be made all over the world to induce people to chant Hare Krishna mantra, by which human society can be rescued from the dangerous ocean of age of Kali. So the dangerous pandemic is going on, and many other recession and many other things following to the COVID-19 situation is coming. So to face all this and to help the whole humanity, here it is the conclusion given, that massive propaganda should be made all over the world to induce people to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Yes, the whole world, all the brilliant peoples, they are into how to produce vaccine and how to get money by producing mask and sanitizer and many things. They are busy in their doing their business. But actually, the only business everybody should think of is to how induce everybody to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is the supermost vaccine for all pandemic situation, all dangerous situation in this Kali Yuga. So, as it is said in many shastras, it is quoted in from many Puranas, that in Satya Yuga, people, they were living like 100,000 years. Yeah, their lifespan was 100,000 years. We have limits of 100 years, but none of us can beat century. We are half century, then that's it. Before reaching 100, we are getting out. So, at that time, 100,000 years their lifespan, and dharma was chaturpada. All supermost qualities were present at that time. Everything was present, and no adulteration, nothing. Now everything is adulterated, everything. Now nothing was adulterated. So pure, everything is pure. And at that time even, people used to do tapasya, dhyana, for thousands and thousands of years. And after doing many, many thousands of years, severe austerities, what they used to achieve, not all of them, some of them, what they used to achieve. And in the Treta Yuga, though the duration of life was 10,000 years, even 10,000 years is not something ordinary. And they used to perform huge jagya, pure ghee and all mantras, jagging brahmanas, they will not ignite fire by matches. No, they will chant mantra, the fire will appear there, like that. That was the process of jagya. And such a perfect jagya they used to do, hundreds and hundreds, thousands of jagya, and whatever they could get, the result. And in Dwapara, though their duration of life was 1,000 years, doing elaborate worship of Lord with all upacharas, 16 upacharas, 32 upacharas, detailed worship of Lord, whatever they used to get in this Kali Yuga, in this age of adulteration, we can achieve the same result, not a little bit less, similar thing, same result we will get, simply without spending a penny, without doing any labor, without doing anything, just by simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. It's so simple it is. So that's what in all Puranas it is said like that. And in this age, the Lord Himself manifest as the most magnanimous incarnation, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So He told us, it is in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 17th chapter, it is said, yes, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Namaiva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteiva, Nasteiva, Nasteiva Gatiranyatha. It is from Bruhat Naradya Purana. Actually, this verse was spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in Kasi, when he was facing the big group of Mayavadi Sannyasi headed by Prakasananda Saraswati. They were in thousands. Some saying 10,000, some saying 60,000, I don't know, I was not there. Anyway, they were in thousands, thousands and thousands of Mayavadi Sannyasis, and headed by Prakasananda, and Mahaprabhu went to their assembly. He was invited too, and he went where these people, they washed their feet he was just sitting there. Then and he increased his volume of his race. Then everybody said, oh, who is this new sannyasi? And we are hearing about him, he is chanting and dancing. They said, oh, please come here, this is not the place to sit. You are a sannyasi, you should come sit here. Everybody, even Prakashananda also stood up. Bhai is the Supreme Lord. By seeing his presence, he can tolerate. He stood up also. The leader Prakashananda stood up, many other sannyasis stood up and they come forward. Oh please, you are also sannyasi, you are from our Param Sampradaya, you are from Bharati Sampradaya, you are also Mayavadi sannyasi like us. So why you are sitting here? You should come, though I have silver throne, you can sit nicely next to me. Come here, come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, very humble, no, no, actually though I belong to your Sampradaya, I admit, I am quite junior to you, and I cannot be compared with you because you are so tolerant, so expert in Vedic philosophy and Dhyan, all that you are doing. I am in nowhere can be compared with you. So how can I sit next to you? So I am not feeling that I shouldn't feel. No, 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 please come. Why? So then they drag Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyway, so they take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and place there next to within them. So then they ask, okay, you are looking so nice, so brilliant, so effulgent, and you are belong to our sampradaya also, you are a sannyasi, you don't have a danda, and why you are chanting and dancing like this, bogus people? Are you are sannyasi in this chaturtha ashrama, such an elevated position, you should come like us, sit down, close your eyes, you know, dhyana, you know, like that. Brahma Dhyana, like that, what you are doing? Thus, like loafers, they are dancing and chanting in the roads, in the lane of the colony, what you are doing? So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became more humble. Yes, I supposed to do like you, but I am quite unfit. Why? What happened to you? Because I am totally illiterate. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, I am totally murkha. And you know, in Navadip, he was famous as Nimai Pandit. Everybody knows Nimai Pandit. Now same Nimai Pandit saying, I am murkha, I am fully illiterate. So how I can, you are such a erudite scholar and I am illiterate. How can I do like that? So that's why I am dancing. Okay. So then why your guru, how come he give you incision? He will not, he didn't take your interview. How can he select you and give sannyas like that? No, I don't know, somehow or other Guru became so merciful and he gave this mantra, sannyas mantra, and gave this, and at that time also he told me, what he told? He told, Guru More Murkha Dekhi Karila Sasan, and my spiritual master, he understood and he told that you are illiterate, you are murkha. That's why you don't have adhikar, Vedanta Tumar Nahi Adhikar. You have no adhikar of reading these scriptures by these scriptures. So then he said, okay Guruji, what shall I do? Now you do this chanting, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he told me to chant. And I am following the Guru's instruction. I am chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now okay, the Guru told you to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So how you are dancing in the road? Huh? While you are chanting, you should chant down in your house and quietly you should chant. Why you are making halla and dancing like this? This mad person. Why are you doing like that? No, I am not doing like that. This mantra is like that. It makes me mad. He makes me dance and cry and shout like anything. This is the power of this mantra. Oh, this is some mistake is there in mantra. Now yes. Now you didn't ask your guru the what mantra you are giving, some mistake is there. Now yes, I went and asked again to my guru. Kiba mantra dila gosai kiba tara bal japite japite more karila pagal. What kind of mantra you gave me? By chanting this I became mad. Then when I told this to Guru, Guruji immediately prostrated obeisance to me. He offered prostrated obeisance. Why? Now I said, this is the perfection of this mantra. To become mad. And you become mad. I never become mad till now. But you become mad. This is the perfection. And then Guruji told me one sloka. Though I am illiterate, but by my so much trial, I somehow or other memorized that verse. I don't know it is from Purana or Shastra, I don't know. But somehow or other with too much difficulty, I have memorized that verse. Now what verse? Now you people are erudite people, scholars. You can tell the meaning and tell whether it is authentic or not. Now what verse? Then Mahaprabhu told this verse. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Naste Iva, Naste Iva, Naste Iva Gatir Anyatha. Oh, is it authentic? Then all of them, yes, it is from Brihat Naradiya Purana. Oh, it is in Purana, yes. Oh, I am illiterate, I don't know the meaning. Can you help me know the meaning? Oh, they totally become, if they say the meaning, then they are in problem. If they not say meaning, then they are in problem. Because if they don't say the meaning, then they will be proved that they don't know the meaning of this simple verse. They are scholars, but they don't know. And they say they know the meaning. What is the meaning? In this Kali Yuga, there is nothing else. There is nothing else. There is nothing else except chanting. Why you are doing this dhyana, jagya, Vedanta, all these things? Because nothing is there. Only prescription is in Kali Yuga, is chanting. They can't say the meaning also. If they say that, then they will question, everybody will ask, with thousands of public there, they ask, why people are not doing that then? And don't say, then they will prove they are foolish, that they can't make a meaning of a verse. See, Mahaprabhu is so clever, just very simple, with a very humble, like a blade of grass, he just present this particular verse. And by this power of this verse and humility, thousands of Mayavadi, he converted them into Vaishnava. This is the power of Mahaprabhu. Yeah. Though they had argument of Vedic argument, long argument, all that, but they were confused totally by this verse. So Mahaprabhu didn't, because he was showing himself as foolish number one, illiterate person, so he didn't do the meaning of this verse, and they didn't do the meaning also. Neither one of this Mayavadi sannyasi, they didn't do, he also don't do, but they try to over, okay, we'll see, we'll do the meaning. So, but why you are not coming with us reading Vedanta? What is the problem in reading Vedanta? Then Mahaprabhu told, okay, I could have read Vedanta, but I told, if you memorize this verse, you could have memorized something from Vedanta. I could, but what you people are reading, this is really terrible. Then argument started. He says, because what is the Vyasadev wrote in Vedanta Sutra, that is perfect. But what the Acharya Shankar is giving, that's all confusing. So they had argument, and all of them they defeated by that Vedanta argument also. So now in the end of this Adilila, so Mahaprabhu and to his devotees, he is giving the meaning of this verse. What he was telling in Mayavadi sannyasi before, he was now giving this meaning. Thus, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyatha. In this age of Kali, there is no other means for self-realization than chanting the holy name, than the chanting of holy name of Lord Hari. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar, Nama Haite Haya Sarva Jagata Nistar. This is the meaning given by the Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Now he is giving this meaning. First meaning he started. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar, Nama Haite Haya Sarva Jagata Nistar. In this age of Kali, the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. Simply by chanting the holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. Anyone who does this is certainly delivered. So in this Kali Yuga, the direct incarnation of Lord is his name. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the Krishna himself. He is the Krishna's form. So, and anybody chant this mantra is directly associating with Lord, because he is the Lord himself. Then again he is saying, Dadhyalagi Harir Nama Uktitini Bara
जड़ लोक बुझाइते पुन एव कार।
दिस वर्स रिपीट्स द वर्ड एव और सटनली थ्री टाइम्स फॉर एम्फासिस एंड इट ऑल्सो थ्री टाइम्स रिपीट्स हरेर नाम द ओनली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड जस्ट टू मेक कॉमन पीपुल अंडरस्टैंड। नाउ प्रभुपाद इज गिविंग हिज परपट टू एम्फासाइज समथिंग टू एन ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन वन में रिपीट इट थ्री टाइम्स जस्ट एज वन माइट से यू मस्ट डू दिस यू मस्ट डू दिस यू मस्ट डू दिस। दस द बृहत नारदीय पुराण रिपीटेडली एम्फासाइजेस द चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम सो दैट पीपुल मे टेक इट सीरियसली एंड दस फ्री देमसेल्व्स फ्रॉम द क्लचेस ऑफ माया। इट इज आवर प्रैक्टिकल एक्सपीरियंस, प्रभुपाद इज टेलिंग, इट इज आवर प्रैक्टिकल एक्सपीरियंस इन द कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड दैट मेनी मिलियंस ऑफ पीपुल आर फैक्चुअली कमिंग टू द स्पिरिचुअल स्टेज ऑफ लाइफ सिंपली बाय चैंटिंग द हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र रेगुलरली अकॉर्डिंग टू द प्रेस्क्राइब्ड प्रिंसिपल्स। देयरफॉर आवर रिक्वेस्ट टू ऑल आवर स्टूडेंट्स इज दैट दे डेली शुड चैंट एटलीस्ट 16 राउंड्स ऑफ दिस हरेर नाम महामंत्र ऑफेंसलेसली फॉलोइंग द रेगुलेटरी प्रिंसिपल्स दस दे आर सक्सेस विल बी गारंटेड विदाउट डाउट। दिस देयर इज ए गारंटी गिवन बाय आचार्य डू दिस। देन चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज टेलिंग केवल शब्दे पुनरपि निश्चय करण ज्ञान जोग तप कर्म आदि निवारण। द कॉज ऑफ द वर्ड केवल एर ओनली प्रोहिबिट्स ऑल अदर प्रोसेसेस सच एज द कल्टिवेशन ऑफ नॉलेज प्रैक्टिस ऑफ मिस्टिक योगा और परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ ऑस्टेरिटीज एंड फ्रुइटिव एक्टिविटीज। दैट्स व्हाई थ्री टाइम्स स्ट्रेस इज गिवन केवल केवल इज ओनली हरिनाम ओनली बिकॉज इज टेकिंग आउट ऑल द काइंड ऑफ ज्ञान योग ध्यान योग कर्म योग ऑल दीज थिंग्स। नाउ प्रभुपाद इज सेइंग आवर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट स्ट्रेसेस द चैंटिंग ऑफ द हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र ओनली। आवर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट स्ट्रेसेस द चैंटिंग ऑफ द हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र ओनली वेयर आज दोज हु डू नॉट नो द सीक्रेट ऑफ सक्सेस फॉर दिस एज ऑफ कली अननेसेसरीली इंडल्ज इन द कल्टिवेशन ऑफ नॉलेज द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ मिस्टिक योगा और द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ फ्रुटिव एक्टिविटीज और यूजलेस ऑस्टेरिटीज। दे आर सिंपली वेस्टिंग देयर टाइम एंड मिसलीडिंग देयर फॉलोअर्स। When we point this out very plainly to an audience, members of opposing groups, they become angry at us. But according to the injunctions of Shastras, we cannot make compromises with the so-called jnanis, yogis or karmis and the tapaswis. When they say they are as good as we are, we must say that we must say that only we are good and that they are not good at all. This is not our obstinacy, it is the injection of the Shastras. We must not deviate from the injections of Shastras. This is confirmed in the text, this is confirmed in the next verse of Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. ना महाप्रभु एगन कंटिन्यूस अन्यथा जे माने तार नाही कनिस्तार नाही 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 एत तिनी ए बकार। दिस वर्स सर्टनली स्टेट्स दैट एनीवन हु एक्सेप्ट्स एनी अदर पाथ कैन नॉट बी डिलीवर्ड। दिस इज द रीजन फॉर द ट्रिपल रिपीटेशन ऑफ नथिंग एल्स एंड नथिंग एल्स व्हिच एम्फसाइजेस the real process ऑफ सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन।
तृण है ते नीच हया सदा लवे नाम, आपने निरभिमानी अन्य दिवे मान।
नाउ महाप्रभु अगेन सेज हाउ टू डू दिस, दिस सो सिंपल बट हाउ टू डू दिस देन। टू चैंट द होली नेम ऑलवेज वन शुड बी हम्बलर देन द ग्रास इन द स्ट्रीट एंड शुड बी डिवाइड अप ऑल डिजायर ऑफ पर्सनल अनर, बट वन शुड ऑफर अदर्स ऑल रेस्पेक्टफुल ओबिसेंसेस।
तरु सम सहिष्णुता वैष्णवे करीबे, भर्सन ताड़ने काके किछु ना बोलिबे।
ए डिवोटी एंगेज्ड इन चैंटिंग द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड शुड प्रैक्टिस फॉरबियरेंस लाइक दैट ऑफ ए ट्री, इवन इफ रिब्युक्ड और चास्टाइज्ड ही शुड नॉट से एनीथिंग टू अदर्स टू रिटालिएट।
काटिले ही तरु जेना किछु ना बोलय, सुकाया मले तबु जलना मागय।
फॉर इवन इफ वन कट्स ए ट्री इट नेवर प्रोटेस्ट, एंड इवन इफ इट इज ड्राइंग अप एंड डाइंग इट डज नॉट आस्क एनीवन फॉर वाटर।
दिस प्रैक्टिस ऑफ फॉरबियरेंस तरोरिव सहिष्णुना इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट, बट व्हेन वन एक्चुअली एंगेजेस इन चैंटिंग द हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र द क्वालिटी ऑफ फॉरबियरेंस ऑटोमेटिकली डेवलप्स। ए पर्सन एडवांस्ड इन स्पिरिचुअल कॉन्शियसनेस दो ए पर्सन एडवांस्ड इन स्पिरिचुअल कॉन्शियसनेस थ्रू द चैंटिंग ऑफ द हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र नीड नॉट प्रैक्टिस टू डेवलप इट सेपरेटली। फॉर ए डिवोटी डेवलप्स ऑल गुड क्वालिटीज सिंपली बाय चैंटिंग द हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र रेगुलरली।
यही मत वैष्णव कारे किछु ना मागिब, अजाचित वृत्ति किंबा साक फल खाइब।
दस ए वैष्णव शुड नॉट आस्क एनीथिंग फ्रॉम एनीवन एल्स। इफ समवन गिव्स हिम समथिंग विदाउट बीइंग आस्क्ड ही शुड एक्सेप्ट इट, बट इफ नथिंग कम्स ए वैष्णव शुड बी सैटिस्फाइड टू ईट व्हाट एवर वेजिटेबल्स एंड फ्रूट्स आर इजिली अवेलेबल।
सदा नाम लैव जथा लाभेते संतोष, एई मत आचार करे भक्ति धर्म पोष।
वन शुड स्ट्रिक्टली फॉलो द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ ऑलवेज चैंटिंग द होली नेम एंड शुड बी सैटिस्फाइड विथ व्हाट एवर ही गेट्स इजिली। सच डिवोशनल बिहेवियर सलीडली मेंटेन्स वन्स डिवोशनल सर्विस।
तृणादपि सुनिचेना तरोरिव सहिष्णुना, अमानिना मानदेना कीर्तनीय सदा हरि।
वन हु थिंक्स हिमसेल्फ लोअर दैन दि ग्रास, हु इज मोर टॉलरेंट दैन ए ट्री एंड हु डज नॉट एक्सपेक्ट पर्सनल ऑनर येट इज ऑलवेज प्रिपेयर्ड टू गिव ऑल रेस्पेक्ट टू अदर्स, कैन वेरी इजिली ऑलवेज चैंट द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड।
The grass is the specifically mentioned in this verse because everyone tramples upon it, yet the grass never protests.
This example indicates that a spiritual master or leader should not be proud of his position. Being always humbler than an ordinary common man, he should go on preaching the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
ऊर्ध्वाहु करि कहो सुन सर्वलोक, नाम सूत्रे गांथी पर कंठ एई श्लोक।
राइजिंग माई हैंड्स आई डिक्लार, दिस इज द डिक्लारेशन ऑफ कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी, दिस इज हिज बेनेडिक्शन।
राइजिंग माई आर्म्स आई डिक्लार एवरी वन प्लीज हियर मी, स्ट्रिंग दिस वर्स ऑन द थ्रेड ऑफ द होली नेम एंड वेयर इट ऑन योर नेक फॉर कंटिन्यूअस रिमेम्बरेंस। When chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, in the beginning, one may commit many offenses, which are called Namabhasa and Namaparadha. In this age, there is no possibility of achieving perfect love of Krishna by chanting. In this stage, there is no possibility of achieving perfect love of Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Therefore, one must chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra according to the principles of the Eva verse, Trinadapi Sunichena Taroriba Sahishnuna. One should not, in the connection, one should note in this connection that chanting involves the activities of the upper and lower lips as well as the tongue. All three must be engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The words Hare Krishna should be very distinctly pronounced and heard. Sometimes one mechanically produces a hissing sound instead of chanting with the proper pronunciation, with the help of the lips and tongue. Chanting is very simple, but one must practice it seriously. Therefore, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, advises everyone to keep this verse always strung about his neck. Prabhu Rajnaya Kara Ei Shloka Acharana Avasya Paivetabe Sri Krishna Charana. One must strictly follow the principles given by the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this verse. If one simply follows in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis, certainly he will achieve the ultimate goal of life, the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So, so this is the verdict of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to all of us. And this is also repeated by Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, that we should, this sutra of perfection of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is very simple, but how to accept this Hare Krishna Mahamantra chanting, this is very simple, is exactly this verse is put in our neck. Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtanya Sadahari. When we want to do Hari Kirtan always, then we should be very humble and tolerant and always ready to offer respect to others without expecting any respect from others. So these three things we should always string in our neck. But so then somebody may ask, so okay, then I have to go through the course. I have to first do these three things, then I will chant Hare Krishna Mantra, then I can get success. No. It is said that you don't have to do anything. With offense, with namavas, with all these impurities, with all contamination, just somehow other chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The chanting, Prabhupada is saying, three things should be used in chanting: our two lips and tongue. You should chant clearly, not in your mind like that. No. We should use our two lips and tongue. It should be used. And with some sound, at least we can hear at least. If others not, at least we can hear. So, this way we can chant. So, just by chanting with offense, slowly, slowly, we will get all these good qualities. This will automatically manifest. We should not do some extra endeavor to get these good qualities, then only you can chant. No, no, no. All this sahishnuta, nichata, amanita, manadata, it automatically comes if we want it. If we without want, we just say that, no, I am chanting like this, and no, 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 no. Forget, even if we are chanting nicely, we should say we are so nowhere. We should consider ourselves very low, always fallen. Then, if we in this mood, this should be the mood, then all the good qualities automatically manifest in us, just by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's what is given here. And again, the more we chant, the more we will become humble, and more we consider ourselves fallen. And this is the secret of success. That's what Kaviraj Goswami, that's what Prabhupada, that's what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also is saying. This is the success. This is the success of Kirtaniya Sadahari. Definitely somebody can achieve the success and Lord of Supreme Lord, the lotus feet of Supreme Lord, Krishna Charan, Prapti, and Maya Sinibruti. So, we don't have to do any other thing. So, that's why Prabhupada started this movement, though many things we are doing in this movement, but all over world, anywhere you go, a simple devotee go to the market in Lohi Bazar also, these people, this is Hare Krishna Wala. They will not say, this is Hare Krishna Wala. Yes, because this movement is Hare Krishna movement. This is the only chanting movement. Everybody, all of us, our main business is to chant Hare Krishna. In morning, noon, evening, night, wherever, always you should chant. And this chant, and by this chanting, if you can perfect ourselves chanting, the perfection of chanting will be in lying, not by doing many, many rounds, not by doing perfection of chanting lies when by this chanting we are able to make ourselves more humble, more tolerant, and without expecting any respect and giving respect. These three things, these are the things we should understand, whether these three qualities are improving within us or not. If it is not coming, there our chanting, some defect is going on. Some gadbadi is there. Because if we rightly chant, then definitely, automatically these three things should manifest within us. And these three things manifest means our chanting is going in properly, and definitely within no time we will achieve our perfection. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Yes.
Everyone in this world, they look for bargains, you know. So we hear that by chanting Krishna's name one time, you're freed of more sins than you could even possibly commit.
Yeah.
And of course, there's a special concession that since there's no hard and fast rules for chanting, so
exactly.
It seems like, in one sense, they're saying you chant the only name this once. Oh, you've chanted, you've already achieved perfection.
Yeah.
Then why so much emphasis on again and again and again, repeating, repeating? If you've already achieved your ultimate goal.
Yes, in one way we can say that you chant once, complete. Your all millions of scenes and finished. But next moment we will start again, fresh scene. So what about that?
Even more than you can commit in the future too. It's kind of, it says all your sins are clean and you're good to go for the future as well. No, doesn't say anything?
No, they said that till now, whatever you are, it will all be eradicated. But again we are doing, so that again we have to... yeah. Yes. Yes.
We should
not go.
We should go after the honey.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that we are trying to help them in chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra reading. That's why they are giving some donation. We are not only asking their money, we are engaging them in chanting also. And what of the fees they are giving, we are taking it. Okay. Yes. Okay. Grandhras Mad Bhagat Mahapuran ki Sri Harinam Prabhu ki Nitai Gaur Haritvimanam.